Appreciate them songs that were sung tonight. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that's here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You can just hear a pin drop in here. It's quiet.
Yes.
And but the Spirit is definitely here.
Amen.
If you're in touch with God and you're in touch with the Spirit, you can feel Him with you wherever you go. I'm glad for that. God is always present. Right. And He's always with us wherever we go. Why do we worry so much? Why do we take thought for so many things when, as they sung earlier, we have such a friend that we can cast all our cares upon and that He cares for us enough? Why do we go through life so worried and so downcast? And even the psalmist David, you know, talked about himself, you know, why, O my soul, art thou cast down within me and things like that. And I'm glad we have the Lord with us. He's on our side. I'm glad He's in our lives. I'm glad for the sacrifice that He's done for us. But I'm glad that, you know, we look back at the cross and we can see that He did indeed die on the cross, but the important thing is that He rose again on the third day. Amen. A dead God is useful to nobody. Amen.
Right.
And I'm glad today our God is very much alive. Amen. He's very much on the throne. And Jesus is set at the right hand of the Father today, making intercession for us.
Right.
I'm glad I don't have to look back 2,000 years ago for Him to be with me here today.
Right.
In my walk of life. Amen. I'm glad I've got a God that walks with me.
Yeah.
And He talks with me. And He tells me I'm His own.
Amen.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm glad to be here tonight.
Yeah.
I've been trying to ponder all day and ponder on this message for about 4 weeks now. And on and off, studying and studying and studying and trying my best to deliver this if the Lord would have it be done tonight. But I tell you what, nearly got beside myself today. We was out in that old hot air today in the hot weather and over at the cemetery and had a service over there. And
right.
I began to get hot and I thought, you know, I'm going to go home and take a cold shower, and it felt good. But as I was in there, I had the radio on, the little podcast thing where you listen to songs and radio and all that. And I was listening to some of them old-time, good old gospel songs, and some of them that were a little bit newer, you know, where you get the big choirs together, and they got to start to sing about how our God is awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, He is awesome.
Amen.
He can keep us in the valley like the song says. He can move the mountains.
Yes, He can.
Amen. He can do anything that we ask. He can do above anything that we ask or think. Amen. Because He is God Almighty. Amen. No matter what this world tries to do to us, no matter how much it tries to bring us down, amen, we've got a God that rules in the heaven. Amen, the earth is His footstool. Amen, so there's no reason to go around worried. Amen, with our bottom end rolled out. Amen, because our God is alive. He's well able, amen, to sustain us in all that we ask to faith. Amen, tonight.
Yes.
So I praise the Lord tonight. I'm glad I've got a God, amen, that's on my side, and I'm on His side, amen. He loves me as His own, amen. I'm glad I'm adopted into the family of God, amen. Just heard a story not long ago, just yesterday, about a boy who was adopted. And you know, when you become adopted, you become one of the heirs. You're just as good, amen, as the one of the bloodline that came in through the family. You're just as good as if you were born to that family.
Amen.
So when you become adopted, amen, your past is erased. You have a new past. You can just go ahead and say, you might as well say you've been born again. Amen. So when we become born again, hey, we've got new adoption records.
Amen.
The slate is clean.
Yeah.
We become part of a new family.
Right.
This old world casts us out, just like the old people do that don't want their children anymore. They cast them out when they're done with them, or they want to have their own life and they go on. But I'm telling you what, when the world casts us out, amen, I'm glad God was there, amen. He filled out the adoption papers, amen, and He signed it in His own blood.
Yeah.
Amen, and when I get to heaven, I'll see the name there on the book of life, and it'll say adopted.
Yeah.
Eric Beatty.
That's right.
Adopted your name.
Amen.
Adopted your name. Amen.
Right,
if you've been born again, you've been adopted.
Praise the Lord.
God. Thank God for that adoption.
Amen, brother.
Thank God. Amen. For the way He made.
Yeah.
There's a song that says He's a chain breaker.
Yeah.
There's a song that says He's a way maker.
Amen.
I'm glad for the way He made on Calvary. Amen. So many years ago.
That
I could be able to enter into heaven one day.
Amen.
And be able to say I've got a Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Who loves me.
Praise the Lord.
Come on,
brother.
To sign my adoption papers in His own blood.
Praise the Lord.
Glad to be here tonight. I don't know if I get this message or not. I'm just happy.
I'm the Lord, brother.
For the Lord, amen.
Hey.
I'm happy I'm happy there's liberty, amen, where he is there. The chains have to fall off. Amen, when he's there. Amen, the winds have to cease. When he's present. Amen, the dead has to come out of the grave. Amen, when he's present. Amen, there ain't nothing that can hold you down. I'm glad he's present. I'm glad. Death didn't have a chance. When he rolled up to Lazarus' grave and he said, take that stone away. He doesn't belong in that place. Amen. Tell him to come forth, take the chain, take the bounds off of him. And he began to speak, Lazarus, come forth. Just a couple of seconds, he started moving.
Come on, brother.
Boy, can you imagine being in there?
Praise be to God.
Can you imagine being a fly on the wall? Amen. As that first finger began to twitch. Amen on Lazarus. And he began to rise. And he began to walk toward the door.
Come on,
the door that led out of death. The door that led out of bondage. Amen. He began to walk through there because Jesus called him forth into freedom. Amen.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Captive no more under death's grasp. Now I'll tell you, the Spirit of the Lord can do great wonders. He can do great things. Amen. He can take a whole sea and split it down the middle and cause a big old tribe of nations to go right through it on dry ground. Amen. He can take, a death angel and come through a nation and begin to slaughter many people that weren't innocent at the time. Amen. In Egypt, but at the same time preserve those that were under the blood safe until the next day to be able to inhale another breath of life the next day. He can take a nation. Amen. That was outcast. Amen. That they didn't have much to go on. Amen. And they were down there. And, they were down there in the land of Israel. Amen. They were starved to death. But yet he had a man in reserve named Joseph in the palace of Potiphar, in the palace of the Pharaoh. Amen. And he comes. And that nation known as Israel. Amen. Comes and is saved. Because God had a man on the inside.
Come on, brother.
God has a man on the inside today. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's behind the scenes. The Holy Ghost is working behind the scenes. Amen. You hear conspiracies a lot of the times. When it comes to politics and things like that, they say, well, things go on behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, there ain't nothing that's hidden. Shall not be revealed. Amen. To God, He knows it all. There was one time, I believe it was Elisha. He was the prophet. Amen. That came down from Elijah. I believe it was. Amen. They had been whispering some things in the king's chamber. Amen. And the king had been talking about some different things. Amen. And word got back to Elijah, and it was from the Lord that it got back to him. Amen. The king couldn't understand how he heard these words that were said in secret. It's because God knows all. You can't hide anything from him. The Bible talks about the darkness not being dark to the Lord. Amen. People sit out in these bars and all these places, and they like it dark. They like the lights down where nobody can see what's going on. But I tell you what, the darkness is nothing to God. He pronounced the darkness to be something in the beginning, and he can see right through it. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Brother.
And that darkness in our life when it comes. That darkness when it comes. I'd have to title it Only God. Only God can be saved. Only God can deliver. Like he did the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Hey man, you know the whole place had to be there watching. Looking down into the furnace. Thinking, oh, the king is mad now. He's been that thing seven times hotter than it's ever been. But I want you to know they didn't have a fear on their face. They didn't have a worry in their hearts because they told the king, hey, that God is able and willing. I hope that if it ever came to the time,
that some of the terrorists ever got a hold of me, had me before video cameras and wanted to chop my head off, that I could say, you do what you want to. But God is the God of all.
Hey,
amen. The God you serve is not real.
Yeah.
He's not alive. He's not ever. He's not exist. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is
that's
the one that owned this whole thing.
That's right. Our heavenly Father.
Amen. I've heard people.
We talk about school shootings and all this stuff. I remember Columbine when it happened back in the 90s. And the story was they had asked, I think her name was Cassie. I can't remember for sure her name. But they asked her, those two men that came in and started shooting people up, they asked them, one by one, they went down the line and asked them if they believe in God. And they started shooting those who said they did. And they got to her and she said, yes, I believe in God. Right. And they shot her.
Yeah.
Amen. They killed them right there.
Right.
But I'm telling you what, if she truly did, if she truly served the Lord and loved Him, I tell you what, it was over, soon it was over here. Hey, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord in a split second. Won't even know what's going on. Won't even remember no doubt how you even got there.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good preaching, brother. Good preaching.
Well, I tell you, I hope they hear this in hell.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I hope they hear it. Because they know that one day after a while, God is on the throne and He's going to come and take His own home.
Yeah.
Amen. And they're going to have to deal with
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord tonight. He is victorious.
That's right.
He is the God. He is the great I am.
Yes,
amen. If you're going through anything tonight,
that's right.
He is the great I am.
That's right, brother.
He is whatever your need is.
Yeah,
He's able to fulfill that.
Yeah,
amen. You just get in that good word right there, that food for the soul.
Yeah.
And you open that up and you take your nice big bite.
That's right.
Amen. And you slaughter it down. Amen. And you praise the Lord for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good food for the soul.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Jeremiah ate him some of that.
Uh-huh.
Some of the old prophets ate some of that. Told them to take that scroll and open their mouth and eat it. And boy, they ate it. And the Jeremiah, I believe it was, said that it was sweet going down, the bitter in my tummy. Amen. The word of God's not always sweet when it ends up down here.
When it gets to where we're living, it's not always sweet. But I'm telling you what, I can't see beyond what's going on right now. But I know one who knows it all. I know one whose ways are higher than my ways, whose thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And buddy, he's got vision better than any 2020 you can get down here.
That's right, buddy. Amen. Come on now.
He's got 360 vision. He can see all directions.
Right.
He can see past, present, future.
Right.
Amen. He knows everything that there is to know. Amen. And He's the one that we need to put our trust in tonight.
Right.
Need to put our trust in Christ.
That's right.
Need to put our trust in the One. Amen. Who seen it before time ever began.
Right.
From the foundation of the world before that, He made a plan.
Amen.
So that we can make Heaven our home one day for a while. He knew that we'd stray. But He loved us so much, He wanted to be in fellowship with us again.
Right.
And He sent His own Son, Jesus, that He might have both of His sons and daughters.
Right.
Amen, as a result of that. And I'm thankful for that today.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for His Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that when I stray, amen, He can bring me back.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I'm thankful that when I mess up on this world, when I let the world get in the way, and when I fail and I stumble, God is right there to pick me back up. He's right there to remind me where I came from.
Yeah.
He's right there to chastise me if need be. Amen. And I'm glad He loves me enough to do that.
Right. Amen.
Glad He loves me enough to do that. I feel good tonight.
Amen.
I feel good in the Lord. There might not be many of us here. I just reminded myself. Amen. You know, the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And I got to be a little encouraged a little bit when I seen there was only about 7 of us here. You know, I got to thinking, you know, sometimes we go to a men's prayer meeting and there'll be 9 or 10 or 11. We've had it down to 5 or 6 before. But I'm telling you, every time the Spirit of the Lord has showed up,
right,
amen, when we're there, the Lord, if we're willing to go there, the Lord is willing to meet us.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad He met us tonight.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm glad He met us tonight. He didn't decide to stay home. Amen. He came to church. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad for that. I'm glad that the Lord told, amen, if He has the choice, He'll go to church. Amen.
That's right.
He's already here waiting on us. Amen. To pull up.
That's right.
I bet when we opened the door, I bet He said, come on in. I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
What are you
doing?
Woo! One day. One day it'll be when we get to heaven.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm so glad to see you, amen. I've been waiting for a long time for you to come through the door. And I'm glad you're here. You'll never have
praise
to leave.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that spirit.
Woo! Glory.
Hey, man. Yeah. Praise be to God. Good and sweet, boy.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's good stuff. I'm telling you, praise the Lord.
My wife don't know this, but I long to do this stuff at home. Sometimes it gets dry. Between times you preach and times you sing, and we go to churches, sometimes we just talk to that. Hey, man, you go out and you feel like you've been sucking on a bone all day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes it gets long between times you get to feel the Spirit of the Lord.
Hey,
and sometimes you just want to haul off and have church at home.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
So I got done studying today, and I went to the living room. I sat down. I watched my 2 or 3 sermons. And, buddy, I felt the Spirit of the Lord just well up in my soul. And I'll tell you what, I got a blessing.
Praise
we can't rely on just church once a week to fill us up. Amen. If it needs be, amen, you preachers, just go ahead and preach at home.
Yeah.
If it needs be, while you're taking a shower, just shout. Amen.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, amen, to give the devil, amen, run for his money.
That's
right.
Oh, I tell you.
That's a good
man,
verse,
this is too good to quit.
Yeah.
Amen, I know I'm going to have to stop. I tell you, the Lord has been good to me.
Yeah, come on.
He still is good to me. Every day I wake up, there's that song that says, every day that I live, I am blessed.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Right.
Yes, I am blessed.
Right.
Caleb sings that song, I have been blessed. Amen, I'm glad I've been blessed and I still am blessed.
Yeah.
Amen. Glad for that. But I tell you what, I just hope it's been encouragement to you.
Praise the Lord.
Maybe the Lord reserved that message for another day. I don't know.
You're right,
brother.
Maybe it's just for me. I don't know. But I tell you, I'm glad the Lord works in mysterious ways. I'm glad I can't figure the Lord out.
Amen, brother.
I don't even know what I do if I started trying. Amen. You just get all beside yourself.
Yeah.
You get worried. You get just all out of place if you try to figure out the Lord. So the best thing to do is just trust Him.
Right.
And just go on.
Right.
He'll lead you. He'll never lead you wrong.
That's right.
We go out of these doors tonight. Amen. On into this week, God will lead us.
Yes,
all we have to do is put our trust in
Him.
Right. Put it in His hands. And God is able to direct. He's able to deliver. All we have to do is just wait on Him.
Lord.
Follow.
Amen.
Amen. He's the leader. We need to follow.
Amen.
Amen. It's been good here to be here tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody's got a need or not, but I tell you what, I just feel the Spirit of the Lord just flowing in this place.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you have a need right now, it's the time to come, though. I'll give you an opportunity.
Amen.
Amen. Because God wants you to feel good. He wants you to have a peace about you. The fruit of the Spirit includes joy, it includes peace, it includes love. Amen. The devil will try to get you to think otherwise, that you're no good, that you're not good to God, you're not good to Him, not good to nobody. So he'll just leave you in limbo and just be confused as to what you need to be doing. But all we got to do is look to Jesus.
Amen, bro.
All we got to do is look to Jesus.
Amen.
If you have a need tonight, if you would come, we're not going to tarry long. We don't need a song. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bible says we have a song in our heart.
Right. That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Whatever the message has been to you tonight, that song has been singing to you.
Right.
So if you have a need, you come.
Right.
Amen. And if not, amen, it's not too late. Just because we stop the service, we go to the next part of the service. Amen. If you got a need, the offer's still here.
Right. That's right.
But I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Ron tonight. I feel good. I appreciate
praise
it.
Praise the Lord.
Come here tonight. Praise appreciate
the Lord.
Appreciate the liberty I feel.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.